They've been asking you. They've been asking me, and I haven't really had a chance to ask.
Yeah.
To put it up to you to change that date from November 9 a little bit, because Parliament campaign a lot of why to bring off on that
date. I know. Well, you know, again, my trouble, as I told you before, I am completely vague as to plans after the 11th.
Well, I got one.
They go warm springs and they go down the river. I need about 72 hours of sleep now. And I may go down the river of the bay, which I can, it's easy because I can always get back here in a few hours. And I don't know when I'm going. I can't make plans. In other words, I want to hold myself technically free to skip off.
Well, I suspect then we'd better go ahead with the night.
I think that's it. We were thinking about throwing it into the league at 25th.
The following, there's the trouble. The following week, if I can, I want to go to my class the weekend to clean up on the library up there. Well, let's go in. May not be able to do it. That'd be what we've seen. I may not be able to go to Quincy. Also, I want to go down and get a sleep somewhere. Also, if things clean up, internationally, I'll have to go to Palm Springs. Thanksgiving, 21st. What I'm doing, frankly, our first party, first and only date I have made with the missus, was the 15th of December. And I'm trying to keep things absolutely clear and free until then. What'll be here tonight be here the lock. Yes, sir. Come to me.
John Barrymore trusted us, he financially,
yeah.
In a settlement to his creditors.
Think we ought to take care of him?
That's fair. Leave him to a lane.
Huh?
Leave him to a lane.
All right. Maybe you ought to give him a job somewhere.
I don't think there's any particular news. I have about it tomorrow night, you know. Monday, we have the 11 o'clock at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and a little fairly short speech after that, about 10 minutes.
At the tomb?
Well, no, at the amphitheater.
At the time.
And then on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, we lay the cornerstones in the hospital. time. I don't know what Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that. I think I'll get on board the USS Potomac and go down the river. 3 or 4 days and sleep. And read a lot of documents that haven't been read for the last 2 weeks.
So you're speaking of the Naval Hospital, sir?
Yeah.
So in that connection, have you anything to do with the disposition of the present Naval Hospital site in Georgetown, or at least down here away? They're a beautiful site for somebody, and I was wondering whether the government was going to build a building there or have it as a park. Have you any news?
Well, the only thing there's no disposition of it yet, of course. It still is allocated to the Navy Department. But the architects have been working on a really lovely design. This is to take congressional action, of course, by which the new War Department on its west end would have some kind of a, let's call it a colonnade, with perhaps offices over it that would tie in at the base of the hill, the south base of the hill, tie in the War Department with the new Navy Department building. And that being halfway between the two buildings would be occupied by joint organizations like the Joint Force, tying the two defense departments together. Then the hill itself, according to these architectural or landscape plans, would be turned into a park. It'd be a very lovely thing.
Yeah. They're turning out more and more of certain
types of steel and trying already the they're studying putting in manufacture of other types of steel out there.
Well, because
that, for instance, you take this new plant up on the Columbia River, aluminum. We hope that they'll be able to utilize the aluminum billets that they make out there through the manufacturing there instead of shipping them east and then the finished aluminum back west again.
Well, I do, Lance, use the word priority on completed articles to which the government has not yet taken title.
We can find ourselves
London is wondering whether you might be able to bring Churchill and De Valera together on the question of use of Irish forces.
I don't know, Bill. Not a bit, but,
also, I have been requested to ask whether any immediate defense funds or federal funds are in sight for this Washington Baltimore Boulevard National Defense Project.
Well, the last I heard about that was when I went to the plant up the irrigation plant up there and came back from Milton, Aberdeen. And the governor of Maryland told me that he had a